State aid payments to 64% of Wisconsin school districts are going down this year, with funding dropping by as much as 15%. Dan Rossmiller with the Wisconsin Association of School Boards says those districts really have two options for covering their losses.
School districts are either having to go to their property taxpayers for more money, or they're having to make significant cuts in the programs that they offer.
Rossmiller says it's been a constant problem for districts due to revenue limits not keeping up with inflation since the mid-1990s. He says schools are trying to do more with less when possible.
I think school budgets will continue to be pinched, and school boards will do the best job they can of holding down costs and still providing top-notch educational opportunities. But it is becoming increasingly difficult.
Rossmiller says their members are asking the legislature to give them more revenue limit flexibility and additional state aid.
We're looking for the state to share in providing those additional resources so that it doesn't come all from property taxpayers.
Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.